If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to Psalm 124. We've been looking, not in any particular order, just trying to find the mind of the Lord from service to service. Brother Don, I preached Wednesday night out of Psalm 125 there. The phrase caught my heart after Sunday night's message where it said, "Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good." And we preached out of that text on Wednesday night. But today it's in my heart to look in Psalm 124. Psalm 124. These are songs of degrees. And David has written several of them. And they were sung by God's people on the way to Jerusalem as they went up for the feast of Pentecost, the feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of the Passover. And God's people had rehearsed these songs of degrees. And we looked last Sunday morning at Psalm 120 and 121. We started out looking at unity in Psalm 133. Then Wednesday night in Psalm 125. And this morning it's in our heart to look in Psalm 124. If you have your Bibles and you're able, stand with me, please, and let's read the psalm together, and we'll have a word of prayer and see what God would say to us today. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. When men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That comes up several times in these songs of ascent. We can look to the creation and be reminded of the Creator, our Lord and our Savior. You can be seated. Pray with us and pray for us, please. Father, thank you this morning for this gathering of people at Bible Way today. Lord, I know that you know our hearts. And you know, our Father, this morning, how much we trust you and depend on you, our Father, as we stand here in this place today. God, I pray that what you've put in our heart today be a blessing to our people. Lord, we thank you for the Scripture. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, for our Savior. Thank you for the saints of God, our Father. And Lord, we thank you for the sinners that we've had the privilege down through the years to share the gospel with. And Lord, for that one that's here today that doesn't not yet know you, I pray, dear Father, you'd stir around that heart. I pray, God, you'd draw them with cords of compassion. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Lord, if there's a child of God here today that's drifted away, I pray, God, you'd draw them back close to your side. Help us, our Lord. We'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Generally, when I stand in this place, I have an outline where I've studied and prepared. This morning, I've studied, I've prayed, I've prepared, and I have a thought on my heart. I don't have a structured outline, but I have a thought on my heart this morning that I want to share with the church, and I want you to think about for just a little while. Two different times in this psalm, the psalmist said, if it had not been the Lord who is on our side. I want you this morning just to stop and think for just a moment. Remember now, these people are going to worship. And I believe this would put us in a real good frame of mind and heart to worship this morning. I want you to think about where you'd be without Him. I told the church not too long ago that I've been walking the road. I've been trying to work through some issues in my feet and in my back. I'm not complaining, just trying to work through some things, get them to improve somewhat, trying to lose some weight. That ought to get you on praying ground. Say amen. Anyway, I noticed that someone likes some stuff that comes in a little pint bottle. It's called Bootlegger. And there must have been no less than 75 different bottles in an eighth of a mile stretch of road thrown out on both sides of the road. Brother Aaron, when I got started, just trying to clean the neighborhood up a little bit, we lived there. I really think your property is a reflection. Say amen. And I'm just trying to spruce up a little bit. And I was telling Bob about it, and he told me there's two men down there at his church where they go in North Carolina that ride a golf cart every Sunday morning before church and pick up the trash on the road. They live out in a kind of a rough neighborhood, or the church is out in a rough neighborhood. And so they pick up the trash that's on the road. And to start with, it kind of aggravated me. I said to myself, I said, this fellow's probably responsible for most of the trash that's being thrown out, most of the cigarette butts, most of the Mountain Dew bottles. Somebody help me. And most of the liquor bottles, if not all of them. Now, I was coming back down the road. I was almost finished. It took 2 days to do it. I was almost finished, and the thought come to my heart, it's the grace of God, it ain't you, big boy. It's the grace of God, it's not you. It's the grace of God, you're picking them up and not throwing them out. Had it not been the Lord who's on our side. I go back in my heart and mind, and we're going to preach this morning, but I'm going to give you some things to think about here. First of all, I believe the text has a personal note to it. That David is remembering personally some things that he has been through in his life when God has stood with him and God has delivered him. On that note, I can go back. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, I won't go into any detail, but several times in my life, there was but a step between me and death. That's before I was saved by the grace of God. Had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, then I can come into the church that Sunday night and I can remember well the turmoil that my heart was in when the Holy Ghost convicted me of my sin and showed me that I was lost and undone. Oh, I had religion, but I didn't have a relationship. I had a cleanness on the outside that I was missing on the inside. I had no assurance of heaven in my soul because I'd never been to Calvary. I'd never been born again. I had an enemy that night, but I also had somebody on my side. Had it not been the Lord who was on my side, I guarantee you I'd have sat there like I had done hundreds of times before. I would have walked out like I had done hundreds of times before, just as lost as I was when I walked in. But the Lord was on my side. We used to, in school, we used to have in gym class this rope. And it had knots tied in it. And we'd pick up teams
and we'd have tug of war. They'd put a line in the middle. And I'm telling you, it would go like this, and it would go like this, and it would go like this, and it would go like this, until eventually, beloved, something had to give, amen, and one team or the other would lose. I just want to stand here this morning and say, because he was on my side, the devil lost that night, amen. The flesh lost that night. My pride lost that night, and God came through. Save my never-dying soul. I believe David thinks about times like with the lion when God came through. David thinks about times like with the bear when God came through. I believe David thinks about times, beloved, listen, when he was in the cave hiding from Saul when God came through. I believe David's thinking about the times when he got close enough to Saul to cut a piece off of his skirt. And listen, there had to be something in the old rotten flesh that wanted to just end it right there. But he said, I'm not going to touch God's anointed. David's thinking about God that walked out there with him in the valley with that giant of Gath. David's thinking about a God, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side. You know something this morning? I say this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Every church ought to just stop and think sometime, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side. You go up down these highways and doors shut up and boarded up. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We ought to be rejoicing this morning. We've got somebody on our side. I began to think this week, as God was dealing in my heart about this message, I began to think about one of those first Wednesday night messages when I came to the church here, where we talked. It was before I even had it in my heart to become the pastor here. It was before I knew God's will about the church. But I remember telling the church, Jesus said, it's my church on this rock. I'll build it. It's my church. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's his. And had it not been for the Lord, there wouldn't be a church. Thank God for his church. Thank God. David comes down here. He wants us to reminisce. You know something this morning? I'm not going to go into any detail. But had it not been for the Lord, I'd have been disqualified to have been a pastor a long time ago. Had it not been for the Lord, the enemy would have took my home, would have took my marriage. Are y'all listening to me this morning? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I believe sometimes we wait until we lose something to appreciate it. And we shouldn't do that. Well, the psalmist here is thinking about how good God has been. And if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our side, there'd be no victory. Think about this. Someday in heaven, it'll not happen on earth, I'm convinced. But someday in heaven, I'm going to be able to sing. And I thought about this song. Someone needs to sing it. The line in the song said, just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed that would buy eternal life for you and me. And then it's, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Do y'all understand this morning? Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, it looked like that day he was losing. He wasn't losing. He was gaining. He was gaining a church. He was gaining a people. He was purchasing us with his own precious blood. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus Listen to this line. Then forever my soul would be lost. The Word of God in this psalm, it talks about then they had swallowed us up quick. I tell you, listen, beloved, there's a great old big enemy in this world. He's the prince and he's the power of the air. And he would have swallowed us up quickly. Are you listening? The Word of God said here, the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. I came to church that night. And old Slewfoot said, I got him. But by the time church was over, he didn't have me anymore. God, come along and open the jaws of the trap and let me go free. I say hallelujah. You know what? It does good, Brother Thurman, to think, where would we be without him? Had it not been for a man called Jesus. Had it not been for an old rugged cross. And forever my soul would be lost. I believe there's a personal note in David's life. I believe that this morning, you know, it'd be easy. I said it'd be easy. To forget where you come from. If you're not careful. Sister Kim, I was bragging on Brother Brian the other day. I can't help it. If you knew him, you'd brag on him. And this is one thing I said about him. I was talking to Dr. Bockhorst about it. I said he never got over his raisin. He never got too big for his britches. He was a man you could talk to. And I'll tell you this morning, he was a man that realized, had it not been for the Lord, that was on his side. If we're not careful, in our homes we'll take one another for granted. If we're not careful, in the house of God we'll take one another for granted. If we're not careful, are you listening to me? We'll take the throne of grace for granted. If we're not careful. Listen, there's people in the world that can't hold this Bible up like I'm holding it up. They just get a page or two out of it. And they have to hide it to keep it from being confiscated. And they read it, and they read it, and they reread it. And then they trade with another family. And we've got several of them laying in the house. Gathering dust. May God help us not to take our Bible for granted. May God help us not to take the Sunday night service for granted. I said it and I'll say it again. May God help us. Don't vote to cancel the Sunday night service. You say, preacher, I would never do that. Then show up. If it hadn't been for Jesus, We couldn't have a gathering like we have on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. It hadn't been for Jesus. The psalmist said, had it not been the Lord who was on our side. The world's got a different outlook. I went back and I wasn't much into rock music back in my day, the hard rock, anyway. But there was a fellow by the name of John Lennon. He wanted you to imagine in another way. David is saying, what would it have been had the Lord not been on our side? John Lennon said, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. There'll be a day, the one world government's coming. The one world religion's coming. Somebody say amen. But I'm telling you what's the truth, beloved. There's no peace in that mess. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And beloved, to know Him is to know peace in your heart and in your life. David said, had it not been the Lord who was on our side. I believe David is thinking about nationally as well as personally. It's time somebody thinks about that in America. I was listening to a little Olivia, 2 years old yesterday, doing the Pledge of Allegiance. That one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And yet, beloved, listen, we're living in a generation that's trying to destroy history. We're living in a generation that says you're your own God. Do your own thing. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen, nationally, I believe David, when he said, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, I believe he can think back in the book of Genesis to the life of Joseph. Listen, God used Joseph to spare an entire nation. Beloved, it looked bad for Joseph. He's in the pit. It looks better. He's in Potiphar's house. It looks bad again. He's been lied on, and he's down in the prison. But all along, God is working a plan. I want you to know, beloved, listen, thank God there's hope for the children of God. God is working a plan in these days. Yes, it looks dark. I've already read the end of God's plan. There's going to come a day He's going to step out on a cloud. Come up hither! And the church is leaving out of this world. Won't that be a wonderful time? I'll tell you, here comes Joseph's brethren now down to Egypt. Joseph has been sent for because, beloved, listen, Pharaoh has had a dream. And Joseph interprets the dream. He said there's going to be 7 years of plenty. There's going to be, or 7 years of famine. Are plenty, then there's going to be 7 years of famine. And because Joseph was in the place that Joseph was in, he said, listen, you meant it to me for evil, but God meant it for good to save much people alive. I believe David's thinking about nationally, the children of Israel, beloved, would not have survived had it not been for God who was on their side. What about Moses? Moses comes down off of the mountain. They've ground their jewelry up. They've made him a golden calf. And Moses looks at the children of Israel and said, who is on the Lord's side? You remember that? And the children of Levi separated themselves over to Moses. I want you to think about this for just a minute, beloved. God is sparing a nation. Listen. They were to take their swords. You say, oh, preacher, God just winking at sin. He wasn't winking at sin then. He's not winking at sin now. And beloved, you read it. They took their swords and went throughout the camp and killed one after another after another. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. You may not know it right now, but you can't afford to be on the opposite side of the Lord. You can't afford it. Wait till He rides out of heaven one day in the revelation. Out of His mouth goeth a sharp, two-edged sword. On His vesture and on His thighs, a name written, the Word of God. Beloved, I'm telling you, I'm glad that day I'm behind Him and not in front of Him. I'm glad I'm with Him and not against Him. Jesus said, you're either for me, you're against me. You're either gathering in or you're scattering abroad. Thank God. David is looking at this thing nationally and realizing if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now, may Israel say, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. I say this to you this morning. I believe it'd be healthy. Take a few minutes and think about where you'd be without the Lord. What you might be doing, Brother David, without the Lord. Now listen to me. We could take that and apply it to before we got saved. What about taking it and applying it since we've been saved? Let me make a statement. Everybody in this room, everybody I'm going to talk to you that's been born again, you're capable of doing the same or worse outside of the Lord than you were before you got saved. You say, Pastor, I don't believe that. Ask David. Ask a man after God's own heart. You say, Pastor, what's that supposed to do? It's supposed to make us thankful, beloved, that we have a shepherd, amen, that we get off the path. He takes that crook and says, come here. You don't belong to him anymore. You belong to me. You say, Pastor, I do whatever I want to and I get by with it. That's just evidence you don't know him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. He said, they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. What a blessing it is this morning. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. These things were written for our admonition. Brother Gary, who would you talk to? Who would you talk to, brother, when it ain't nobody but you and the curtain? Had it not been for the Lord who's on our side. I'll say this to you this morning. I can go all the way back to my new birth, but I can go all the way back to my birth. My Heavenly Father, now you can say whatever you want to, but I've read Psalm 139. Brother Don, if he was looking over me in my mommy's womb, he was the one seeing me through the gate, out of my mommy's womb. He's the one, beloved, listen, that let me breathe that first breath of air. He's the one. Thank God. The Lord is on our side. I give you this and I'm done. The Word of God said, down in verse number 6, blessed be the Lord. I hope there's something in you this morning that's saying, blessed be the Lord. I'm not being critical of this at all. I enjoy it. We've had times, and y'all have been around a while. You've maybe finished up a service or a prayer meeting, and somebody said, let's bless the Lord. And we'd just stand up, we'd raise our hands and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all with that. How many's ever been in a meeting where somebody lost it? Brother Don, they may have been walking, they may have been running, they just, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. How many's ever been in a meeting like that? It wasn't planned, it wasn't scheduled, but there's something welling up down in that heart. I've heard a little bit about your daddy, Brother Don. You ain't got him preaching on tape anywhere, do you? You do? I'd like to hear some of that. Amen. Because if it's anything like I've heard, it's good. Amen. He strikes me as the kind of fellow that might have lost it once in a while. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, I'm still married. Bless the Lord. from a church. Bless the Lord. I still have a testimony. Bless the Lord. I got something to eat. Bless the Lord. I got something to wear. Bless the Lord. I got an enemy. But bless the Lord. I got somebody bigger than the enemy. Bless the Lord. The psalmist, he said he's not given us a prey to their teeth. If you will study some of the lions, or some of the animals, the lions, the wolves, even the coyotes, they're vicious. The Word of God said, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He said, Pastor, why ain't he already got you? I hope you're getting it. Because I've got a Savior on my side. I don't know about you this morning. He said, our soul has escaped as a bird of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We're escaped. This may be a crude illustration. Maybe there's somebody here that grew up a little bit rough like I did. How many knows what a wharf rat is? Hey, several. The rest of you got too much pride to admit it. I'm telling you, them things will pretty near get as big as a cat. I don't like cats or rats. Or ratty cats. But we had one. Miss Eve and I, we started housekeeping an old farmhouse. No insulation. 12 cord of wood, trying to stay warm one side at a time in one winter. Stapled plastic over the inside of the windows. That works so good. Next year we stapled it on the inside and outside. We're trying to stay warm. Sitting there on the couch, Afghan pulled up over us. Little mouse run out under the stove and just sat right there under it. Miss Eve said, you going to get him? I said, no, are you? I feel sorry for him. A rat got in the wall. It sounds like an electric chainsaw working all night long. Some of y'all laughing. You know exactly what it sounds like. I was working second shift and I was getting frustrated. I shot at him one night with a 410, but I missed. Nobody else was home, okay? It was just me and the rat. If he had run across the front of the TV, I believe I'd shot at him. I want some rest. You could bait that trap. Bought one. It didn't matter how you bait it. I read everything. Somebody said, wrap some yarn around it. Squeeze that peanut butter down into it. Squeeze some of that cream cheese down into it. I'm telling you, I don't know how you done it. You get up, the yarn be there, the trap be there. They wouldn't be nothing on it, and the trap wouldn't be tripped. I was frustrated. And finally, one day, it dawned on me. I get him. He was bad to get in the trash can. So, Brother Thurman, what I did, I didn't even bait the trap. I was just thinking about the way that the rat was built, the way he was going to get in the can. And so I just made sure there was only about that much garbage in the bottom of the can, and I just set the trap right down in on top. I wasn't saved at the time. Had I been saved in the middle of the night when that thing went, I would have said, praise the Lord. But I wonder how many times in my life I was that close. To closing my eyes in death and waking up in hell. Because there was an enemy. Let me just say this to you. He had me outsmarted. But there was one that was for me. He didn't have him outsmarted. I felt trapped. But God, more powerful than the trap, more powerful than the enemy, He set me free. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, do you have any personal experiences? Some of you do. You've shared them with me. Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side. I want to ask a question. What's it going to take for America to wake up and realize, Brother Grizzle, we're not who we are because we're the smartest people in the world. Where we are because there's a God in heaven that has blessed our country. We're being deceived. The government wants you to know they're putting it in this pocket. But what they don't want you to know is they're taking four times as much out of this pocket. Say amen. Passing laws that makes it better to not work than to work. Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side. Father in heaven, I thank you this morning for your people. Thank you, God, for delivering us from the awful trap of sin. Father, we know that the enemy is setting traps for our young people. He's setting traps for our homes. He'll even set traps in the house of God. Lord, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, we'd step right in it. Oh God, I thank you this morning for David. David knew what it was to be delivered from the snare. But David also knew what it was to be snared. Lord, you told him the sword would never leave his house. The one thing he desired to do more than anything else was build the house of God. And that had to be left to his son Solomon. Because of decisions that David made in his life. God, I pray that we would not take for granted your presence. Not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. But think soberly. Realizing our Father that we are where we are. Because we have a Savior that's on our side. I pray, Father, this morning for that one that's not saved. Lord, I pray that that day would come soon. We have no promise of tomorrow. Lord, that they would realize, Lord, they wouldn't even be here today had it not been for the Lord who was on their side. Lord, we love you this morning. Speak to hearts, I pray.